We'll start the tape here. This is the 6th of June, 1992, and we're going to begin with some music, and then after that, the commander will come aboard. Presume the commander is aboard by now. Greetings, Commander.
Yes, I'm here. Hat on and light. Thank you, precious. It's time for you ones with your talents to begin to make yourselves known. Keep within touch because great things are beginning to happen. If we don't give the people of the world something better to look at, something better to envision, something better to hear, this world is lost. It's not going to be easy to crawl up through the morass. It's going to take a while for ones to begin to feel comfortable with our information. Is it that our information differs? Yes. And you have to first know what information is already available that is valid relative to what we will bring you. And when you have been able to come into some comfort with that information, then we can better begin to integrate instructions. You're very close to some disastrous times that can be most entertaining, actually. Those of you who go to Weight Watchers around here, you're going to get a lot of entertaining debris. We don't mention bad words because it triggers bad visions like strawberry pie and chocolate cake. Bertha, thank you for coming. all of you are old friends. You try a little bit hard to deny this. Before we move on, I don't want some names on this tape because of some things that I need to have handled that I don't want public. And all things in here are monitored. I want to know, I don't even want to use initials, from the Philippines, mother and son. Do you speak the language of the islands and which dialects, please? I believe we'll be in good shape.
We speak Tagalog, but basically we're from Ilonggo.
The word just prior to Ilonggo.
Tagalog.
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 That's the one I need. Thank you. Amazing, isn't it? No, he's blessed. Information has come from us for a long period of time through one we call Maria Victoria, sister, mother, Mother Maria Victoria. But it's in their language. It's not in the United States of American Southern Texan. And there was no point in bringing any of it into this area without someone that could read it and translate it into simple English for us. So I would speak with you about that within the next few weeks. It'll take a while to get it here. Thank you very much. I hear your petitions for service, and from time to time you see I know what we need. That's true. I also have to know what you're willing to do. This would be a greater service, actually, than a trip to the Philippines at this time, so maybe we can work on that a little bit. I welcome back the ones who have stayed over. We still have quite a few of our group scattered in places, and there I go using the term group after I tell everybody in the world we don't have one. But we do have family here. We have a crew here. And yet you will see that as separation comes, it makes it no less a family, no less a group, only a better functioning organization built of organizations. As we grow and one stop considering that God would not help you, when that's all you petition for, I can guarantee you that even good health, 1 second to help me get money and manage it. You do have to have wherewithal to be able to experience in survival on this place. More than that, God responds to your honest petition for guidance. Most ones cannot hear it, but when enough petition and ask for guidance, that it will be given. And you will be told where you can find it, where you can hear it, and what you can do. It is strictly up to you what then you do with it. And you're going to find that corporations are going to be your mode of survival. What are these nice, Bromfeld, is it? Overly help me. Bronzefield? Bronze something. Bromfield. Canada. How many corporations do you think these ones have? See, no one wants to even hazard a guess. They have so many. They have Bromfield West, East, North, South, Central, Pacific states, Northern states, Outback, you name it, they've got it. And I believe that we've been getting into some creative bookkeeping in the sense that we can lump all corporate business into services and expenses. This is not to break laws. This is for protection and privacy, as long as you can glean any of either. I wouldn't tell you, I wouldn't waste 2 minutes of your time to tell you to go down and do this in Los Angeles. There are times you are going to have to do business and show it on the books as doing business in the state of California, if you're from California, or Colorado, or wherever you happen to be from. But if you have a mother corporation in Nevada, it will shelter you greatly, if you do your business properly. Now, there get to be enough thrust against my people for giving you this information, because you know God wouldn't do this. God would just leave you dangle out there, refuse to respond to your petitions, and let you go to hell. Because you don't understand either what God is or what you're asking. And when you deny the responses that God sends to you, you deny his host, you deny him. Then what is he supposed to do? He already gets the blame for everything that you do incorrectly or don't do. And as Audrey will attest this day, when ones deny, God backs off and lets you decide. And on the other end of that particular little scenario, that one's changed their mind and think maybe they'll give God a chance. The family sounded good, but it didn't really sound like they were going to come back and do anything except suppress her a little bit further. Now, those are the facts of it. And when you ask God for help and you petition in sincerity, expect an answer, and expect it right now. But be patient. If it doesn't seem to appear right now, maybe you don't know how it will be answered. And as with Lee in Alabama at 80 years old, when the answer came...
We'll start the tape here. This is the 6th of June, 1992, and we're going to begin with some music. And then after that, the commander will come aboard.
Nearly 2,000 years.
Well, we thank you, Marlita. Marlita is from Burbank. And I presume the commander is aboard by now. Greetings, Commander.
Yes, I'm here. Hat on in light. Thank you, Precious. It's time for you ones with your talents to begin to make yourselves known. Keep within touch, because great things are beginning to happen. If we don't give the people of the world something better to look at, something better to envision, something better to hear, this world is lost. It's not going to be easy to crawl up through the morass. It's going to take a while for ones to begin to feel comfortable with our information. Is it that our information differs? Yes. And you have to first know what information is already available that is valid relative to what we will bring you. And when you have been able to come into some comfort with that information, then we can better begin to integrate instructions. You're very close to some disastrous times that can be most entertaining, actually. Those of you who go to Weight Watchers around here, you're going to get a lot of entertaining debris. We don't mention bad words because it triggers bad visions like strawberry pie and chocolate cake. Bertha, thank you for coming. All of you are old friends. You try a little bit hard to deny this. Before we move on, I don't want some names on this tape because of some things that I need to have handled that I don't want public. And all things in here are monitored. I want to know, I don't even want to use initials, from the Philippines, mother and son. Do you speak the language of the islands, and which dialects, please? I believe we'll be in good shape.
We speak Tagalog, but basically we're from Ilonggo.
The word just prior to Ilonggo.
Tagalog.
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 That's the one I need. Thank you. Amazing, isn't it? No, he's blessed. Information has come from us for a long period of time through one we call Maria Victoria, sister, mother, Mother Maria Victoria. But it's in their language. It's not in the United States of American Southern Texan. And there was no point in bringing any of it into this area without someone that could read it and translate it into simple English for us. So I would speak with you about that within the next few weeks. It'll take a while to get it here. Thank you very much. I hear your petitions for service, and from time to time you see I know what we need. That's true. I also have to know what you're willing to do. This would be a greater service, actually, than a trip to the Philippines at this time, so maybe we can work on that a little bit. I welcome back the ones who have stayed over. We still have quite a few of our group scattered in places, and there I go using the term group after I tell everybody in the world we don't have one. but we do have family here. We have a crew here. And yet you will see that as separation comes, it makes it no less a family, no less a group, only a better functioning organization built of organizations. As we grow and one stop considering that God would not help you when that's all you petition for, I can guarantee you that even good health, 1 second to help me get money and manage it. You do have to have wherewithal to be able to experience in survival on this place. More than that, God responds to your honest petition for guidance. Most ones cannot hear it, but when enough petition and ask for guidance, that it will be given. And you will be told where you can find it, where you can hear it, and what you can do. It is strictly up to you what then you do with it. And you're going to find that corporations are going to be your mode of survival. What are these nice, Bromfeld, is it? Overly help me. Bronzefield? Bronze something. Bromfield. Canada. How many corporations do you think these ones have? See, no one wants to even hazard a guess. They have so many. They have Bromfield West, East, North, South, Central, Pacific states, Northern states, Outback, you know, you name it, they've got it. And I believe that we're even getting into some creative bookkeeping in the sense that we can lump all corporate business into services and expenses. This is not to break laws. This is for protection and privacy, as long as you can glean any of either. I wouldn't tell you, I wouldn't waste 2 minutes of your time to tell you to go down and do this in Los Angeles. There are times you are going to have to do business and show it on the books as doing business in the state of California, if you're from California. Or Colorado, or wherever you happen to be from. But if you have a mother corporation in Nevada, it will shelter you greatly, if you do your business properly. Now, there get to be enough thrust against my people for giving you this information because, you know, God wouldn't do this. God would just leave you dangle out there, refuse to respond to your petitions, and let you go to hell. Because you don't understand either what God is or what you're asking. And when you deny the responses that God sends to you, you deny his host, you deny him. Then what is he supposed to do? He already gets the blame for everything that you do incorrectly or don't do. And as Audrey will attest this day, when ones deny, God backs off and lets you decide. And on the other end of that particular little scenario, that one's changed their mind and think maybe they'll give God a chance. The family sounded good, but it didn't really sound like they were going to come back and do anything except suppress her a little bit further. Now, those are the facts of it. And when you ask God for help, and you petition in sincerity, expect an answer, and expect it right now. But be patient if it doesn't seem to appear right now. Maybe you don't know how it will be answered. And as with Lee in Alabama, at 80 years old, when the answer came, I'll bring you over here, like right now, and get you out of the nest of drug dealers. It's, oh my God, what do I do now? He answered. So the family hops in and says, oh, they're evil. They're of Satan. You know they are. Well, how could it be worse? where she is. We don't ask her for anything. We're making a home for her, 10 dogs and one cat. And Eric and Audrey are going to go and get her and move her here. She lives in a ramshackle trailer house. Little thing. Be careful what you ask for and mean it, because you will get it. And when you ask in higher cause, then you have placed it in God's hands to discern the very best way that He can answer you. That goes for all of you. I'm going to repeat something that Colonel Wright said when that small boy said to him, "Why do you ask for the big things, son, when you've not done the little things I've asked you to do?" How many of you have done the little things I've asked you to do? How can you be ready for the big things? I'm urging you to get ready for the big things. I am really pushing you to get ready. And I thank you, George and Desiree, for responding. They have located a place where they can now move. It can go just as soon as you're ready. And once part of the separation has been made so that it can flow, then it can flow in both areas. It can be very prolific as to returns and unto the work in both places, one sheltering the other. The state laws of Nevada sheltering what is done here as well. We will keep the Liberator right here in this interim period of time. Dr. Young has, he didn't exactly just volunteer, but we volunteered him. And I do that from time to time, but you all understand, it's a secret from you. I know your commitment, and I can tell you anything, can't I? You just don't remember what your commitment was. I get this petition from everyone every day. Well, what was my purpose? Well, every now and then I seem to remember that Ed offered. And quite frankly, he did. And he's now with us. So while we are making moves and getting ready to begin in some of our projects, it's ideal that it just runs smoothly from here. And then out there, after ones are settled here and there, we can discuss how best then to handle it. And as we grow and as some funding comes, we can support the word a little better in getting it out. We can not only help it break even, but we can invest in sending it out more reasonably priced, scatter it far and wide. But we have done the miracles already. You will never look back on a time in your whole experience where you have created more miracles than you have already done. And you're too close to it, you can't see it. But it comes back. It comes back from New Zealand, South Africa, Australia, Canada, everywhere. It's coming back from the Soviet Union. I wasn't joshing any of you. Gorbachev has already had Tsipa Polodice, and it was taken before we even started writing. We've a lot of fun things to do, but you're going to have to come into some balance with your heritage and how your world actually began. And it's going to lie in there between creation and evolution. You have evolved as a species, but you weren't created either, like your Holy Bible tells you. Although, if you can read what is actually written there and basically untampered with, as one just sort of brought it up to the moment. You know, God said, let there be light, and there was. Well, you've got a lot of things to consider when you make a statement like that. And what was the waters in the firmament above and the waters in the firmament below, and how did they get separated? What in the world do you even know? What's being talked about? What do you mean an upper firmament and a lower firmament? Well, we've got to go through all that, don't we? Those are things that have been laid forth for your belief systems. Well, actually, the best record so far kept in the form of documents and texts come right out of the Sumars in Iraq, the Mesopotamian documents, they're called. Well, don't expect to go down and find 32 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica. You're going to find it in very, very foreign language, very primitively done, very, very accurate, and yet in good codes, only in very open terminology of the day. So we're having to break this down a little bit for you. I don't want to get way ahead out there. I know the curiosity, just as with the photon bet, the curiosity is overwhelming. So let's take one step at a time, and please don't interrogate me about the ending of this scenario till I get there. I'll get there. And we'll let you have it along as we go, so that it's not a matter of just waiting for a journal to come that I never seem to get time to finish writing. You're going to have to open your eyes so that you know what to expect here. I made a tape just before we came down here today, because there are some subjects I have to cover. They need to go in the Liberator, so I'm going to have to ask that Jenny or someone transcribe the tape. I also will respond to some inquiries. And maybe the best thing to do is just go right into that tape so we can get it out of the way, and then you will have some more questions regarding that, and then we'll get to the correspondence questions. This is the only way that we can cover sufficiently these myriads of pieces of correspondence. So bear with us, and while we're at it, you're going to get a lot of good information. So if you're ready to do that, old Billy, we can just do that first.
Very good. Very good.
That also gets us to clear up the equipment. No offense, really, but this does allow me to kind of tuck her away and get her attention so that we get our lessons too. We should welcome this day. Our room is full of what you can't seem to see. But I note that some of you in here are receptive enough that you do know this room is full. Good morning, Hathorn present in light. This is your day of counting, June 6th, 1992. I need to respond to some correspondence and to some questions, which I feel more suitable to respond to in this manner than in the open meeting. This will save us quite a bit of time. I apologize, Dorma, for having used up your voice. I think what we should do with this particular tape is to include some things that will later need transcription. We'll work on that as we go along. Thank you. I must first speak about the photon belt. The questions continue to pour in. I can only ask that you ones be patient for the total unfolding of these things to come. I am at present writing on the subject of your outer space connections and the cycles and what is happening here. You are simply moving into a cycle that occurs periodically. The biggest thing that you must keep uppermost in your mind right now is that these things are going to happen. They simply are going to happen. I will repeat. There is now confirmation from Michigan Institute of Technology. Scientists therefrom have been queried about the photon belt. There is confirmation of the upcoming entry into a photon belt. There is a gag order by the government under penalty of firing squad if ones discuss or project timing, what it is, when it will occur. It has been known for years. The gag order has been in place, but recently there are so many bombarding questions regarding this that leakage of information occurs. You're going to have to keep your ears open. I'm not going to report on this every minute. If you're prepared, you're prepared. If you're not, I suggest you get prepared, or you're going to have a very interesting and tumultuous time. Also, from one specific place, these I'm only giving you the ones that have reported back to ones of our people at simple things like seminars on other subjects. They are reporting back in response to our article. Palomar Observatory confirms a photon belt. Also confirms military severe penalties for divulging any information relative to that photon belt. But I believe that I can give you some other information that will give you some confirmation in a most subtle way.
Pause that a minute.
As always,
pause
the way
that a minute.
You're going to have to get your information if you're going to get it from...
Turn it off, please.
...the ordinary orthodox...
Thank you. I want you to ponder in your minds. Obviously, some of you are going to know this because it's been discussed a little bit around here. But I want you to be pondering what it is you might be hearing about that photon belt. Anybody want to hazard a guess? You're hearing about it every day. It's one of the biggest issues in the environmental global conference. Next to pollution, that your president is not going to shut down because you're moving all your industries into those nations where they want to allow pollution so you can go ahead and make your money for the global government. I want you to think, anybody want to speak up and just guess for a second what subject would deal with this? I know, I've used it. That's why I wanted the two of you who knew about that to be a little bit quiet.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead and turn it on.
You are going to have to start relating everything to everything. It's called generalization, for lack of anything better. They're not going to tell you you're going to enter into a light belt, a photon belt, a null time. They don't want you to know any of this. This is why they'll shoot you if you try to talk about it. But they have to let you know something is happening, because every one of you knows something is happening. And this tells it better than I can lecture you, so go ahead now.
Press or media. But I believe that I can give you some other information that will give you some confirmation in a most subtle way, as is always the way you're going to have to get your information if you're going to get it from the ordinary orthodox press or media. And this particular document was just handed to me. It is from Friday, June the 5th, 1992, the Los Angeles Times. And the headline is "Spacecraft to View Hidden Light of the Universe." Subhead, Exploration. Telescopes will determine and detect extreme ultraviolet waves that are absorbed by Earth's atmosphere. Scientists hope to find new stars. Now that seems to be just a little interesting article, doesn't it? Most people will not bother to read it. And knowing what we know about the truth of everything that they would give you, probably you won't bother to read it. But I think it worthy of attention. Let us look at what they say, and then let us relate it to what we know. First of all, though, I'm going to remind you of ultraviolet slipping in to your planet through what is called ozone holes. Now, why do you think they're making such a flipping big fuss over ozone holes? You are entering the photon belt, precious ones. You're already picking up the fragments of that belt. And as you hit that area where we are now beginning to pick up more and more and more photons, or more and more ultraviolet rays on Earth's placement, it's just coming in. And the only excuse they can give to you ones, so that you don't bring the governments of this world down, is great big energy problems, great big environmental problems. All you're doing is entering the photon belt, where you're picking up ultraviolet radiation. And while they are sending out these so-called probes to check on the ozone layer, they know that you are going to shortly enter the photon belt. They know about the null time. They know about the 3 days of darkness. They know about the 3 or 4 days of brightness. You are the ones who don't know. Listen to this article. A U.S. Explorer spacecraft scheduled for launch from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station on Saturday, that's today, is expected to open a window to the universe along the least explored section of the electromagnetic spectrum. More than 40 years have passed since scientists first moved beyond optical light to map the heavens using different kinds of seeing. The sensing of photons at wavelengths not visible to the human eye. Photons are particles of electromagnetic radiation. People can see only the light emitted by photons within the narrow range of wavelengths. Precious ones, I've told you that. This is invisible. You won't be able to look out there on the horizon and see it. Although you would be able to get little glimpses of these flashing photons as they merge, as these little electronic particles merge, you will be able to see flashes, movement of these particles. In some areas, you are already getting a rather milky, strange appearance to your skies. You have to understand that they're not going to tell you, and you're not going to be able to see it, but you certainly will reap the rewards of it if you do not take care. Continuing, detecting photons at radio wavelengths, astronomers found cool gas clouds that may form new stars. Analyzing photons that travel in the infrared, they discovered young stars too cool to emit light that your eyes or our eyes can see, and hot stars whose visible light had been absorbed by dust in space. X-rays revealed faint companion stars to already known stars. No one had known such stars or such star pairs existed. Now, after 20 years' labor by two University of California, Berkeley astronomers, the extreme ultraviolet explorer is on the verge of filling the last major gap in such surveys of the universe, EUVE, as the craft is known. It is designed to detect sources of waves that are no longer than X-rays and shorter than ordinary ultraviolet light. Visible light travels in longer waves than ordinary ultraviolet light. From its orbit, 328 miles above the Earth, EUVE is expected to discover previously unknown hot white dwarf stars, provide more information about coronas of stars, and plumb the mysteries of the radiation emitted by Io, a moon of Jupiter. There may be surprises, too, during the two-year $200 million mission. Yes, I expect many surprises, but I don't expect you ones to be told the truth about it. It's like Lewis and Clark, said Stuart Bauer, director of Berkeley Center for Extreme Ultraviolet Astrophysics. We know there will be mountains out there and rivers. We're going to find out how big they are and where they are, and we might find some wild animals. Knowing the contents of the universe can help scientists in their quest to understand how it started, how it evolved, if it contains life elsewhere, and its eventual fate. Without the extreme ultraviolet, we would have only part of the picture. The only possible way to receive extreme ultraviolet waves is to send telescopes into space. The Earth's atmosphere absorbs all the rays in that wavelength approaching this planet. Did you hear that? For years, many scientists were skeptical that the delicate waves could be detected even from near Earth orbit. They thought the rays would be absorbed by the interstellar medium, gas and dust between the planets, stars, and asteroids. Indeed, that band on the electromagnetic spectrum was known as the unobservable ultraviolet. So when Bio first started trumpeting that this is a field ripe for picking in the late 1960s, his notion was generally met with derision. The conventional wisdom was you cannot see at this wavelength except the sun. That's it. Goodbye, he said. Still, he managed to get a telescope aboard the Apollo-Soyuz mission in 1975. It picked up four other sources of extreme ultraviolet radiation. It turned out that the intracellular medium contained clumps and gaps. And if the telescope was trained through the gaps, the data seeped through. I compare it to wonton soup, Boyer said. Earth happens to be a small wonton that kind of makes things foggy for about 10 light years outside of that. There is soup. While conceding that EUVE will indeed see past the solar system, some other astrophysicists still wonder whether the craft will be able to discern much outside the Milky Way. Bowyer insists that it will. The EUVE range should extend, he said, in a few directions out of the galaxies and to other galaxies, and in fact to distances so far that they are in the realm of the quasars and the origin of galaxies 5 billion light years away. After launch on a Delta II rocket and 45 days of equipment checkout, EUVE will check that universe along the entire extreme ultraviolet band for 6 months. 3 scanning telescopes, each detecting a different wavelength, will map the sky, while a 4th tries to look out toward the farthest distances. Once the scan is complete, scientists from around the world will use that 4th telescope for in-depth study of particular emitters. I don't know what more you need, precious ones. What kind of confirmation do you need? They have even called it a band. They have told you now it's photons. And you are having a rush mission. Does this mean they don't have this information? Of course they have this information. And they're having to now let you in on the possibilities so that when it happens, they have an excuse to give you that you didn't know. Well, it's up to you, precious ones. I have another something here that has been sent to me. And I find it kind of interesting. It's simply a little bit of something regarding Pleiades Cluster. The Chavin architects built a granite platform out of one piece of stone.
We'll start the tape here. This is the 6th of June, 1992. And we're going to begin with some music, and then after that the commander will come aboard.
She don't live around your people with pity. Forgive them, for they still don't know. Nearly 2,000 years. nearly 2,000 years ago.
Well, we thank you, Marlita. Marlita is from Burbank, and I presume the commander is aboard by now. Greetings, Commander.
Yes, I'm here. Hat on and light. Thank you, Precious. It's time for you ones, with your talents, to begin to make yourselves known. Keep within touch, because great things are beginning to happen. If we don't give the people of the world something better to look at, something better to envision, something better to hear, this world is lost. It's not going to be easy to crawl up through the morass. It's going to take a while for ones to begin to feel comfortable with our information. Is it that our information differs? Yes. And you have to first know what information is already available that is valid relative to what we will bring you. And when you have been able to come into some comfort with that information, then we can better begin to integrate instructions. You're very close to some disastrous times that can be most entertaining, actually. Those of you who go to Weight Watchers around here, you're going to get a lot of entertaining debris. We don't mention bad words because it triggers bad visions like strawberry pie and chocolate cake. Bertha, thank you for coming. All of you are old friends. You try a little bit hard to deny this. Before we move on, I don't want some names on this tape because of some things that I need to have handled that I don't want public. And all things in here are monitored. I want to know, I don't even want to use initials, from the Philippines, mother and son. Do you speak the language of the islands and which dialects, please? I believe we'll be in good shape.
We speak Tagalog, but basically we're from Ilonggo.
The word just prior to Ilonggo.
Tagalog.
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 That's the one I need. Thank you. Amazing, isn't it? No, he's blessed. Information has come from us for a long period of time through one we call Maria Victoria, sister, mother, Mother Maria Victoria. But it's in their language. It's not in the United States of American Southern Texan. And there was no point in bringing any of it into this area without someone that could read it and translate it into simple English for us. So I would speak with you about that within the next few weeks. It'll take a while to get it here. Thank you very much. I hear your petitions for service, and from time to time you see I know what we need. That's true. I also have to know what you're willing to do. This would be a greater service, actually, than a trip to the Philippines at this time. So So maybe we can work on that a little bit. I welcome back the ones who have stayed over. We still have quite a few of our group scattered in places. And there I go using the term group after I tell everybody in the world we don't have one. But we do have family here. We have a crew here. And yet you will see that as separation comes, it makes it no less a family, no less a group, only a better functioning organization built of organizations. As we grow and one stop considering that God would not help you when that's all you petition for, I can guarantee you that even good health, 1 second to help me get money and manage it. You do have to have wherewithal to be able to experience in survival on this place. More than that, God responds to your honest petition for guidance. Most ones cannot hear it, but when enough petition and ask for guidance, then it will be given. And you will be told where you can find it, where you can hear it, and what you can do. It is strictly up to you what then you do with it. And you're going to find that corporations are going to be your mode of survival. What are these nice, Brumfeld, is it? Oberly, help me. Bronzefield? Bronze something. Brumfield. Canada. How many corporations do you think these ones have? See, no one wants to even hazard a guess. They have so many. They have Brumfield West, East, North, South, Central, Pacific states, Northern states, Outback, you name it, they've got it. And I believe that we're even getting into some creative bookkeeping in the sense that we can lump all corporate business into services and expenses. This is not to break laws. This is for protection and privacy, as long as you can glean any of either. I wouldn't tell you, I wouldn't waste 2 minutes of your time to tell you to go down and do this in Los Angeles. There are times you are going to have to do business and show it on the books as doing business in the state of California, if you're from California, or Colorado, or wherever you happen to be from. But if you have a mother corporation in Nevada, it will shelter you greatly, if you do your business properly. Now, there get to be enough thrust against my people for giving you this information, because you know God wouldn't do this. God would just leave you dangle out there, refuse to respond to your petitions, and let you go to hell. Because you don't understand either what God is or what you're asking. And when you deny the responses that God sends to you, you deny his host, you deny him. Then what is he supposed to do? He already gets the blame for everything that you do incorrectly or don't do. And as Audrey will attest this day, when ones deny, God backs off and lets you decide. And on the other end of that particular little scenario, that one's changed their mind and think maybe they'll give God a chance. The family sounded good, but it didn't really sound like they were going to come back and do anything except suppress her a little bit further. Now, those are the facts of it. And when you ask God for help, and you petition in sincerity, expect an answer, and expect it right now. But be patient if it doesn't seem to appear right now. Maybe you don't know how it will be answered. And as with Lee in Alabama, at 80 years old, when the answer came, I'll bring you over here, like right now, and get you out of the nest of drug dealers. It's, oh my God, what do I do now? He answered. So the family hops in and says, oh, they're evil. They're of Satan. You know they are. Well, how could it be worse? Where she is. We don't ask her for anything. We're making a home for her, 10 dogs and one cat. And Eric and Audrey are going to go and get her and move her here. She lives in a ramshackle trailer house. Little thing. Be careful what you ask for and mean it, because you will get it. And when you ask in higher cause, then you have placed it in God's hands to discern the very best way that He can answer you. That goes for all of you. I'm going to repeat something that Colonel Wright said when that small boy said to him, why do you ask for the big things, son, when you've not done the little things I've asked you to do? How many of you have done the little things I've asked you to do? How can you be ready for the big things? I'm urging you to get ready for the big things. I am really pushing you to get ready. And I thank you, George and Desiree, for responding. They have located a place where they can now move. It can go just as soon as you're ready. And once part of the separation has been made so that it can flow, then it can flow in both areas. It can be very prolific as to returns and unto the work in both places, one sheltering the other. The state laws of Nevada sheltering what is done here as well. We will keep the Liberator right here in this interim period of time. Dr. Young has, he didn't exactly just volunteer, but we volunteered him. And I do that from time to time, but you all understand, it's a secret from you. I know your commitment, and I can tell you anything, can't I? You just don't remember what your commitment was. I get this petition from everyone every day. Well, what was my purpose? Well, every now and then I seem to remember that Ed offered. And quite frankly, he did. And he's now with us. So while we are making moves and getting ready to begin in some of our projects, it's ideal that it just runs smoothly from here. And then out there, after ones are settled here and there, we can discuss how best then to handle it. And as we grow and as some funding comes, we can support the word a little better in getting it out. We can not only help it break even, but we can invest in sending it out more reasonably priced, scatter it far and wide. But we have done the miracles already. You will never look back on a time in your whole experience where you have created more miracles than you have already done. And you're too close to it, you can't see it. But it comes back. It comes back from New Zealand, South Africa, Australia, Canada, everywhere. It's coming back from the Soviet Union. I wasn't joshing any of you. Gorbachev has already had Sepapu Odyssey, and it was taken before we even started writing. We've a lot of fun things to do, but you're going to have to come into some balance with your heritage and how your world actually began. And it's going to lie in there between creation and evolution. You have evolved as a species. But you weren't created either, like your Holy Bible tells you. Although, if you can read what is actually written there and basically untampered with, as one's just sort of brought it up to the moment, you know, God said, let there be light, and there was. Well, you've got a lot of things to consider when you make a statement like that. And what was the waters in the firmament above and the waters in the firmament below, and how did they get separated? What in the world do you even know? What's being talked about? What do you mean an upper firmament and a lower firmament? Well, we've got to go through all that, don't we? Those are things that have been laid forth for your belief systems. Well, actually, the best record so far kept in the form of documents and texts come right out of the Sumers in Iraq, the Mesopotamian documents, they're called. Well, don't expect to go down and find 32 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica. You're going to find it in very, very foreign language, very primitively done, very, very accurate, and yet in good codes, only in very open terminology of the day. So we're having to break this down a little bit for you. I don't want to get way ahead out there. I know the curiosity, just as with the photon bet, the curiosity is overwhelming. So let's take one step at a time, and please don't interrogate me about the ending of this scenario till I get there. I'll get there. And we'll let you have it along as we go, so that it's not a matter of just waiting for a journal to come that I never seem to get time to finish writing. You're going to have to open your eyes so that you know what to expect here. I made a tape just before we came down here today because there are some subjects I have to cover. They need to go in the Liberator, so I'm going to have to ask that Jenny or someone transcribe the tape. I also will respond to some inquiries. And maybe the best thing to do is just go right into that tape so we can get it out of the way. And then you will have some more questions regarding that. And then we'll get to the correspondence questions. This is the only way that we can cover sufficiently these myriads of pieces of correspondence. So bear with us, and while we're at it, you're going to get a lot of good information. So if you're ready to do that, old Billy, we can just do that first.
Very good. Very good.
That also gets us to clear up the equipment. No offense, really. This does allow me to kind of tuck her away and get her attention so that we get our lessons too. We should welcome this day. Our room is full of what you can't seem to see. But I note that some of you in here are receptive enough that you do know this room is full.
Good morning, Hathorn Present in Light. This is your day of counting, June 6th, 1992. I need to respond to some correspondence and to some questions, which I feel more suitable to respond to in this manner than in the open meeting. This will save us quite a bit of time. I apologize, Dorma, for having used up your voice. I think what we should do with this particular tape is to include some things that will later need transcription. We'll work on that as we go along. Thank you.
I must first speak about the photon belt.
The questions continue to pour in. I can only ask that you ones be patient for the total unfolding of these things to come. I am at present writing on the subject of your outer space connections and the cycles and what is happening here. You are simply moving into a cycle that occurs periodically. The biggest thing that you must keep uppermost in your mind right now is that these things are going to happen. They simply are going to happen. I will repeat. There is now confirmation from Michigan Institute of Technology. Scientists therefrom have been queried about the photon belt. There is confirmation of the upcoming entry into a photon belt. There is a gag order by the government under penalty of firing squad if ones discuss or project timing, what it is, when it will occur. It has been known for years. The gag order has been in place, but recently there are so many bombarding questions regarding this that leakage of information occurs. You're going to have to keep your ears open. I'm not going to report on this every minute. If you're prepared, you're prepared. If you're not, I suggest you get prepared, or you're going to have a very interesting and tumultuous time. Also, from one specific place, these I'm only giving you the ones that have reported back to ones of our people at simple things like seminars on other subjects. They are reporting back in response to our article. Palomar Observatory confirms a photon belt. Also confirms military severe penalties for divulging any information relative to that photon belt. But I believe that I can give you some other information that will give you some confirmation in a most subtle way.
Pause that a minute.
As always,
pause
the way you're going to have to get your information, if you're going to get it from...
Turn it off, please.
...the ordinary orthodox...
Thank you. I want you to ponder in your minds. Obviously, some of you are going to know this because it's been discussed a little bit around here. But I want you to be pondering what it is you might be hearing about that photon belt. Anybody want to hazard a guess? You're hearing about it every day. It's one of the biggest issues in the environmental global conference, next to pollution, that your president is not going to shut down because you're moving all your industries into those nations where they want to allow pollution so you can go ahead and make your money for the global government. I want you to think, anybody want to speak up and just guess for a second what subject would deal with this?
Commander, yesterday in the Los Angeles Times, we had...
I know. I've used it. That's why I wanted the two of you who knew about that to be a little bit quiet.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead and turn it on. You are going to have to start relating everything to everything. It's called generalization, for lack of anything better. They're not going to tell you you're going to enter into a light belt, a photon belt, a null time. They don't want you to know any of this. This is why they'll shoot you if you try to talk about it. But they have to let you know something is happening, because every one of you knows something is happening. And this tells it better than I can lecture you, so go ahead now.
Press or media. But I believe that I can give you some other information that will give you some confirmation in a most subtle way, as is always the way you're going to have to get your information if you're going to get it from the ordinary orthodox press or media. And this particular document was just handed to me. It is from Friday, June the 5th, 1992, the Los Angeles Times. And the headline is "Spacecraft to View Hidden Light of the Universe." Subhead: Exploration. Telescopes will determine and detect extreme ultraviolet waves that are absorbed by Earth's atmosphere. Scientists hope to find new stars. Now that seems to be just a little interesting article, doesn't it? Most people will not bother to read it. And knowing what we know about the truth of everything that they would give you, probably you won't bother to read it. But I think it worthy of attention. Let us look at what they say, and then let us relate it to what we know. First of all, though, I'm going to remind you of ultraviolet slipping in to your planet through what is called ozone holes. Now, why do you think they're making such a flipping big fuss over ozone holes? You are entering the photon belt, precious ones. You're already picking up the fragments of that belt. And as you hit that area where we are now beginning to pick up more and more and more photons, or more and more ultraviolet rays on Earth placement, it's just coming in. And the only excuse they can give to you ones, so that you don't bring the governments of this world down, is great big energy problems, great big environmental problems. All you're doing is entering the photon belt, where you're picking up ultraviolet radiation. And while they are sending out these so-called probes to check on the ozone layer, they know that you are going to shortly enter the photon belt. They know about the null time. They know about the 3 days of darkness. They know about the 3 or 4 days of brightness. You are the ones who don't know. Listen to this article. A U.S. Explorer spacecraft scheduled for launch from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station on Saturday, that's today, is expected to open a window to the universe along the least explored section of the electromagnetic spectrum. More than 40 years have passed since scientists first moved beyond optical light to map the heavens using different kinds of seeing. The sensing of photons at wavelengths not visible to the human eye.
photons or particles of electromagnetic radiation. People can see only the light emitted by photons within the narrow range of wavelengths. Precious ones, I've told you that. This is invisible. You won't be able to look out there on the horizon and see it. Although you would be able to get little glimpses of these flashing photons as they merge. As these little electronic particles merge, you will be able to see flashes, movement of these particles. In some areas, you are already getting a rather milky, strange appearance to your skies. You have to understand that they're not going to tell you, and you're not going to be able to see it, but you certainly will reap the rewards of it if you do not take care. Continuing, detecting photons at radio wavelengths, astronomers found cool gas clouds that may form new stars. Analyzing photons that travel in the infrared, they discovered young stars too cool to emit light that your eyes or our eyes can see, and hot stars whose visible light had been absorbed by dust in space. X-rays revealed faint companion stars to already known stars. No one had known such stars or such star pairs existed. Now, after 20 years labor by two University of California, Berkeley astronomers, the extreme ultraviolet explorer is on the verge of filling the last major gap in such surveys of the universe, EUVE, as the craft is known. It is designed to detect sources of waves that are no longer than X-rays and shorter than ordinary ultraviolet light. Visible light travels in longer waves than ordinary ultraviolet light. From its orbit, 328 miles above the Earth, EUVE is expected to discover previously unknown hot white dwarf stars, provide more information about coronas of stars, and plumb the mysteries of the radiation emitted by Io, a moon of Jupiter. There may be surprises, too, during the two-year, $200 million mission. Yes, I expect many surprises, but I don't expect you ones to be told the truth about it. It's like Lewis and Clark, said Stuart Bauer, director of Berkeley Center for Extreme Ultraviolet Astrophysics. We know there will be mountains out there and rivers. We're going to find out how big they are and where they are, and we might find some wild animals. Knowing the contents of the universe can help scientists in their quest to understand how it started, how it evolved, if it contains life elsewhere, and its eventual fate. Without the extreme ultraviolet, we would have only part of the picture. The only possible way to receive extreme ultraviolet waves is to send telescopes into space. The Earth's atmosphere absorbs all the rays in that wavelength approaching this planet. Did you hear that? For years, many scientists were skeptical that the delicate waves could be detected even from near Earth orbit. They thought the rays would be absorbed by the interstellar medium, gas and dust between the planets, stars, and asteroids. Indeed, that band on the electromagnetic spectrum was known as the unobservable ultraviolet. So when Bio first started trumpeting that this is a field ripe for picking in the late 1960s, his notion was generally met with derision. The conventional wisdom was, you cannot see at this wavelength except the sun. That's it. Goodbye, he said. Still, he managed to get a telescope aboard the Apollo-Soyuz mission in 1975. It picked up four other sources of extreme ultraviolet radiation. It turned out that the intracellular medium contained clumps and gaps. And if the telescope was trained through the gaps, the data seeped through. I compare it to wonton soup, Boyer said. Earth happens to be a small wonton that kind of makes things foggy for about 10 light years. Outside of that, there is soup. While conceding that EUVE will indeed see past the solar system, some other astrophysicists still wonder whether the craft will be able to discern much outside the Milky Way. Bowyer insists that it will. The EUVE range should extend, he said, in a few directions out of the galaxies and to other galaxies, and in fact to distances so far that they are in the realm of the quasars and the origin of galaxies, 5 billion light years away. After launch on a Delta II rocket and 45 days of equipment checkout, EUVE will check that universe along the entire extreme ultraviolet band for 6 months. Three scanning telescopes, each detecting a different wavelength, will map the sky, while a fourth tries to look out toward the farthest distances. Once the scan is complete, scientists from around the world will use that fourth telescope for in-depth study of particular emitters. I don't know what more you need, precious ones. What kind of confirmation do you need? They have even called it a band. They have told you now it's photons. And you are having a rush mission. Does this mean they don't have this information? Of course they have this information. And they're having to now let you in on the possibilities so that when it happens, they have an excuse to give you that you didn't know. Well, it's up to you, precious ones. I have another something here that has been sent to me, and I find it kind of interesting. It's simply a little bit of something regarding Pleiades Cluster. The Chavin architects built a granite platform out of one piece of stone